会发吧，因为这个也没人理你。等一下，亚瑟，We gotta shuffle y'all today. Listen, I've been talking about it for the past 2 weeks. I got real irritated and sad about it, shed tears about it because it's really in my spirit. I guess I can say it like that. Lord, I need help. Lord, yes.
You know what? I'm good. I'm actually good. It's Wednesday. I'm excited about today's talk show. So I'm coming with an excitement to just chop some things down. Let's just chop some things down in today's show.
So today, I have ran into a series of men bashing, which they always talk about we are bashing, but a series of men bashing black women. And the way, let me start, this is the kicker. It's black men bashing black women. And I'm telling y'all, I'm gonna try to get the video up, not on here, but so y'all can hear the audio of this young man bashing black women. Okay? Now he may think it's just him telling the truth, but I found out when you have not even experienced life, how do you know what you're talking about? Okay. I also want to talk about dealing, we want to talk about taking responsibility. Okay. Which has to happen. Which has to happen. Come on, Gordon, talk to us a little bit.
You know what? I believe that when it's our race, our masculine, leader that's bashing women, of our culture, it just brings me to like a certain type of mindset of, like what's I just feel like you just gotta get to the root of why. Why and what for? Like a lot of men, everybody got their own issues. Everybody, go through a lot of different things, in relationships, families. It's a lot of black men who are still hurting and they have yet to be able to express. So they use social media, they use certain things that happen. They use social media as a platform to kind of express what's going on in their mind. And I don't think it's, I mean, I have to speak from both sides. There are some who are bashing all, they put all black women in the category. And then you got some that just go specifically been hurt one time and then, they just bashing that one woman. But I want to talk about the men who are bashing all black women, the ones who put all black women in a category of sorry, or dependent, or
Gold diggers,
gold diggers, or somebody
mad,
needy, or we
oh,
angry, like all these different scenarios with us as being black women. I want to talk about the men who consistently bash us about like about who we are and our emotions and feelings and how we respond to pretty much what y'all doing to us anyway. So
And I'm gonna tell y'all. Like I said, it was a lot of mixed emotions to it because I know that some men have been hurt by a black woman. They like to say by a black woman. But I know some men that have been left with the children. I know some men that have are battling with the mother to get child support because he takes care of it. I know that men are going through the same thing that men are going through. And you notice I didn't say black women, I said and I said men. And I think that it's a outright display of self-hate when our kings, like I said in our culture, when our kings feel this way about us. Now, don't get me wrong, not all men, all our black men are talking like this.
No.
Oh, no. Not all our black men are talking like this. But we, listen, Sisters United is about to talk about this topic. So before we get into it, you know, I got to play the video. We're gonna look at the video, but y'all gonna hear the audio. So I'm gonna try to put it close enough where you can hear this audio.
Oh. things, and family or everybody, even a lot of our own family.
Sure can, to the advantage of government assistance. Kick this out of the house. Join the feminist train and demonize your men. Allow billions of dollars every year to exit our community on fake aesthetics of beauty. Praise and join homosexual men while demonizing heterosexual men that assert themselves. Took our children away from us and used them as bargaining chips to further financially disenfranchise us. Use sex as a weapon in our intimate relationships to get what you want. Became the only women in the world to tell the world that they don't need their men. Perpetuated the trope that black women are the backbone of black communities, which directly implies that black men have no spine and are useless. Continually pushing the narrative that black women are the winners of the oppression Olympics while not having any metric of which they are treated worse than black men. Allowed their weight to slip such that sexual attraction is diminished. Hot girls home. Engaged heavily in prostitution, legal sex work, OnlyFans, etc., and then demanded that your men protect and respect you. This is just the tip of the iceberg. I can make a part two.
Can somebody explain to me what
you can make a part two? Now,
you can make a part two, which means that there's more that he's feeling, or there's more that he got to say about black women.
So, let's go with that first point. Kick this out the house. Kick this out the house. Take the black man out of the house. Now, I would have said, if he would, I would have nothing to say if he said some black.
Yeah.
But he said black. And I feel like this. Take responsibility. Why did she put you out of the house? Why did she put you out of the house? Were you cheating? Come on. Were you abusing the children? Because let's be real, we know that it's abuse going on in households, it's cheating and affairs and disrespect going on in the household. So you telling me that a woman should keep you in that household regardless of all of these things that's going on with you? I'm gonna die. And I'm gonna give it to you.
You know what? I've heard that there are some different race of women. When they men cheat, they don't put them out the house, or they don't feel as far as letting that man be loose on their account. Like they don't think that we should kick them out, or we don't.
Yeah, they begin to blame themselves. They say he's gonna be it.
So what they do is they would rather, and this is real serious. They would rather keep a family together. This is not, I don't know how many black people do this or not, but I know that in different races they do this. They would rather keep a family together, have that man cheat with another woman, come back home to them, than allow this man to be outside of his household and do his dirt. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, not having this family, portrayed of a family. Basically, and this is funny because when we get mad, when we get upset, our mental state is important. Like, I guess y'all don't realize this, like, us as black women, we do have a limit. We do get tired. Like, we've been going through so much all our lives trying to support the black man. But it's like, when you do something wrong, we're supposed to forgive you because we're feminine. We're supposed to let it go and continue to forgive you and support you mentally, emotionally, sexually, physically. Like, you want us to be those steel swords while you're doing your dirt. But you never really submit and really apologize, or really, you know what I'm saying, you know, make changes for your wrongdoing.
Well, you know, they got that saying, men do what men do.
Man, that's
a man gonna cheat, a man gonna this. But this is
you gonna cheat, don't do it in my house.
It's a breakdown in the household when you begin to make excuses for a man cheating, right, for a man robbing his own family. Because there are men on crack cocaine, there are men, come on, drugs, alcoholics, they are gambling away the household finances. And the best way for a woman to take care of children and preserve any form of a family unit, she has to make a sacrifice. Now, who put her in that position? we never wanna face who put her in that position. And like I say, I'm gonna flip it. Who put him in that position? You know, like I say, you know, we always wanna make it a man versus woman. And then let me tell y'all something, while we tear each other apart, guess who's sitting back watching us? Everybody else. While this black man or this black woman is bashed, while we bashing and fighting each other, guess who's sitting back watching? I have never seen a video where a Hispanic man is just downgrading a Hispanic woman. Never seen it, unless she cheated or he mad like that. But I never seen him say, all Hispanic women. You understand what I'm saying? Because I promise you, his mama would pop him upside his head. Okay? I've never seen African men get on and downgrade African women. Yes, I've never seen white men just go, white women, this, that, and that. But you hear it and see it in our culture. We have a, look, we make songs about it. Gold digger. And you know, we have to get a hold of this thing and understand that it's healing that has to take place on both sides in order for us to be one. In order for us to be one, both of us have to admit to what is going on and say, are we willing to do the work to fix it?
You know what? I heard you say, you know, we are submissive. We are submissive. We want to be independent. You know why we want to be independent? It's because when y'all get an opportunity to do something for us and we begin to flourish, you instantly get this thing in your heart to where you feel like we're flourishing, you're not.
Okay.
Over you, and now you want to compete, and now you want to stop the flow of the success from a woman because you feel like I'm a man, I should be. Yeah, and I feel like that's the problem. If you see a vision in a household with a black woman, and you got a vision too, but your vision ain't operating, it ain't flowing, it ain't flourishing, it's not going, it ain't organizing, it ain't put together, there's no foundation, it is you. You a man, you have to be responsible enough to say, okay, this right here is making us pay the bills. This right here is keeping us flowing. This is right here is
let's be behind each other.
Let's support one another. But why is it that this is why black women are independent? This is why we don't want your money. This is why we don't want you, you know, paying for nothing, because we feel like every time we do this opportunity, you know what I'm saying? Or you feel like you want to support, and then when you get mad, when you get mad, you want to destroy everything that we didn't build. But we didn't just build for ourselves. We both need all this place. We both want a vacation. It's not like I'm doing it by myself. So it's like, I think it goes back to our roots.
Uh-huh.
It goes all the way back to slavery. When a black man couldn't do it himself, but when he
found out white men.
Right, and when he finally gets a position to be able to be superior, it's like you get big headed, you get high headed. You know what I'm saying? Now you use your authority and your weight to be controlling or to be deceptive or to, you know, trying to continue to destroy the image of a black woman.
But you know that, but think about it. It's just like we talk about the Civil War. How can you take over a country that is fighting on itself? So it's the same thing with black African American household. This seed was planted, like you said, a long time ago.
Yeah.
But unless we are willing to identify the group, right, and then begin to correct what's going on within each one of us, right, then we cannot grow. We cannot be better families and better men and better women. Some of us are. I want to go back to what you said before I can go deeper into that. When you said when you see the other spouse flourishing or your mate succeeding in things, yeah, and achieving in things, and something comes over you and you begin to pick and fight with your mate. You begin to downgrade them and make them feel, because you have something going on within you. You have something, a battle that you're fighting within yourself. because most men were taught that that a man provides, a man does this, and a man does that, and a man takes care of his own. And we don't understand the difference between emotional support. We think that support just means how much money you bring in and put on that. But sometimes it means your support. Sometimes it means you building your wife up, you building your husband up. Can you be all that that person needs to be, even if they are doing better than you? So you think you're doing better than you financially? Can you still be on the team? Can you still understand that you are still on the team? It's so many men that withdraw their support, that withdraw their money, their money or whatever, to spite or to see that person fall back to a level to where they can handle it. You know, some men can't handle a woman that's independent. Some, you see what I'm saying? Some men can't handle a woman that's so financially independent till he don't know where his place is. You see what I'm saying? That means that you need to go back to the drawing board and really understand what being a partner, what being a friend, you need to reevaluate all of those things. Because when you feel low when your woman makes more money, it's something else going on with you.
Yeah.
That's nothing, you know.
No, for real.
For real. For real. I mean, it's something going on. When your wife comes in and has got a raise on a job, all you feel is anger and irritation, something's going on with you.
Yeah.
You know, it has nothing to do with her.
Yeah.
And then I have experienced a man just tearing into when his funds run low. He goes off. Whoo! And he's attacking everybody. You, how much money did you spend? What you spend on it? What? And before you know it, that woman is sitting there like, what's going on? We need to address so many things. We talked about it on the last show. We need to address mental illness. We need to address generational curses. We need to address what is really a true good relationship, right? How can we both stay in this relationship with both one person is more or changing and evolving and you feel stuck? You know, you don't know how to evolve with the situation. You see what I'm saying? So you immediately attack. Can we address all of that stuff? There's so many dynamics to this whole conversation where that's why I say when that young man got to talking, I was like, so sad.
Yeah,
that is so sad.
Because one person hurt him.
Yeah.
He got hurt about one woman, probably two, maybe three. Black women that may have hurt him, cut him in a way, and he's responding based off the hurt that he received, you know, from a black woman. But, and I understand, like, let's just be clear. Like, we do understand that there are women who are very,
vicious.
You know what I'm saying? Vicious, deceptive, controlling. There are black women. There, I'm not saying it do not exist. Because there is some black women who are the devil. Like, strictly, like, just evil. Because they can be, or they just want to be, or they feel like, you know, they're superior and they make more money, you know. There are women really, you know what I'm saying, beat the black man up in a relationship.
Oh, yeah, Tama.
Because they feel like they either know more than that person, or they came from a background where they family had money and they family didn't. So it's like they use that power to try to destroy the black man. And I understand.
Or their mother talk to their dad like that.
They monkey see, monkey do. So they saw their daddy be controlling and abusive. And you know what it's called? I'm gonna say it on camera. It's called passive aggressiveness. Y'all gotta stop that for real. Passive, because all it does is it plants seeds in the heart of your spouse and it makes them more vulnerable. You just add more fire. When you be passive aggressive or when you try to be controlling or try to destroy your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever, Like, when you try to be passive aggressive, when you try to add to the frustration that you already got going on within yourself, it only makes things worse. You're not coming together. You're just creating division in your own household.
In your own household.
Because you have yet to learn how to deal with your jealousy. You've been jealous all your life. And now you're in a marriage jealous. And now you're in a relationship jealous. You're jealous of your children. You just like that. This is a spirit of this. These things are roots. And if we don't know how to deal with these things from the root, then we'll never grow. Yeah. We'll never have a powerful household.
And everybody, and not only that, everybody else will always be the problem.
Yeah.
If you, that's why I always say, just go back and take responsibility. You know. And I agree, and I'm saying it too. I'm not saying that there are not man bashers out there. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe that black men are one of the strongest, are the strongest men on earth. But how can that be activated? You know what I'm saying? And how can it stay activated? We have to take responsibility, women and men, for where we are.
Right.
We have to.
Right.
Because I was listening to a woman, and like I said, one of the things that made me mad and sad about it is that he hasn't lived long enough to say all black women. You get what I'm saying? He doesn't understand that. And I go back to the dynamic of you have a man who's on drugs. You have a man that's been in the finance. You have a man, let's forget about the household. Let's go into just people, period, right? Mm-hmm. You got men that are pimping women, that are making them sell their bodies. You have husbands that are raping their wives. You have so many different scenarios going on within this world, households, whatever. You got it going on. So we have to be very careful about these stones that we're throwing at each other. You get what I'm saying? It's this man we talked about last week killed his whole family. It was a man that had been married to his wife for years, I think they was in their 30 years of marriage, and she wanted a divorce, and he killed her, put her in the trunk of the car, drove the car, he was still in the front seat, drove the car over into the river and killed itself in the car. How do we, let's heal, let's do work to figure out about these things that's going on with our mental health in these relationships. Let's just stop, because if you find an angry black woman, you'll find a messed up past. You get what I'm saying? Or mess a relationship with a fault, or mess a relationship with a dad. Even watching Love and Hip Hop, which is one of my favorite shows. What? That's one of my favorite shows because I read behaviors that's going on in our community. You have one woman, she's always fighting with her man, stalking him, talking prayers to him, beating him upside the head, domestic violence, right? Then you go and look at the dynamic of her and her mother's relationship. She can't stand her mother. You know, her and her mother don't get along. She cussed her mother. Her mother was on drugs. Her mother left the house. Her mother prostituted her. You know, all kinds of stuff going on. And these are scars. Okay. So
these are your role models.
These are role models. But these are also people that need to be healed. These behaviors came from somewhere. I don't care what it is. It's rooted. It has a root. It comes from somewhere. And until we are willing, again, I go right back to do the work. Face our past. Some people don't want to deal. Some people's personality has split because that's somebody else. That's not me. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm happy, happy, joy. I'm this person, that person. But you say something about their mama, they turn into a completely different person. We got stuff in our culture that needs to be dealt with. I always talk about sweeping it under the rug. One day somebody will trip over. Okay?
Somebody can snatch it.
Stop playing. Look, the uncle molested this one. You know, she grew up. Her mama told her, oh, you just fast. Come on. We black culture, we always tell our like we shrug our kids off with that. She fast, she just fast. She told you that so-and-so touched her, her behavior has changed, and you talking about she fast. No, you need to figure out why she's like that. Who touched her? Who messed with her? Who disrupted her?
She probably robbed her from her innocence.
Oh.
But we don't want to address these issues because it's too deep.
Oh.
Or it ain't happened to me, so what's my problem? It ain't happened to me, so it ain't my problem. It ain't happened to my child. It happened to your child. Or you get in a relationship with, you get in a marriage. Oh, that's your bad. It ain't my bad.
That's your bad. It ain't my bad. I don't have to deal with it. But the thing is, and a lot of people don't believe this, but I'm going to tell you, there is no way for you to heal be all the way before you meet your spouse. You gotta be 100%. That's not real. That's not real. It's something that's dormant. It's something that you're gonna find out when you get into that intimate relationship. You could be so in love with a person in the beginning. Oh my God. Oh, wow. Getting that commitment. Oh my God. You can't stand it. Take it on the nerves. Come on. And guess what? That spouse, that partner, that teammate now has to help you work. Because guess what? It's some things that's going to come up with your teammate. And guess what? You're going to be there to help them do it. But both people have to understand this is what's happening. We don't like taking responsibility for the devil's work. Come on. Oh, I'm just like this. Oh, this is just the way I am. No, this is some things that, look, why do I respond in a negative way every time something positive is said? You need to discover what that is. Discover what it is. Where did it start? What's the source?
It's like when me and my husband first met, he had to help me create a new normal because things that was normal to me were so dysfunctional and toxic from my childhood that when I got married, it was something. It was a lot of things. I'm not gonna say some. There were a lot of things that I had to change, but I was willing. To change because now I'm bringing new people involved, children.
They had nothing to do with.
Exactly. So if I'm going to have a prosperous or a productive or a solid family, then the foundation of this family got to be fixed. There are some things that needs to be change, heal. There needs to be things that need to be talked about. There's some things that need to be exposed.
And you know, one of the toughest things for us to do is to be vulnerable to each other. Because mm-hmm. once that person gives you a sign of something that happened to you in the past, first thing you do is build that wall. Yeah. and another thing, we have to, by identifying the different things that's going on with us, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and having our children watch us repent, watch us correct, watch us do better, it makes them a better person. It helps them. One thing they used to teach in school is conflict resolution. Yes. They don't teach that anymore. So now you got a bunch of people out there just winging it. They just winging it. But when you teach your children how to process, mm-hmm. how to deal, how to respond to conflict, how to understand arguing is good. Right? An argument is good because he's able to say what he needs to say, and you're able to say what you need to say. And then get to a resolution, right?
Right.
You raise up children that's able to process correctly. But when you don't show them how to, oh, mama mad and she's gonna cuss daddy out, and daddy just take it and he just walk away or he just go fix or something, but he does not talk about it. That's what you're depositing into the children. And guess what? That's what you call generation curse. It revisits, it comes back, it comes out through your child. Look, and you sit at the table saying, she got that.
Yes. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. There are a lot of things that my kids, my middle child does that I know. I just know without a shadow of doubt that she got it from me. And here I am as an adult, mad. I'm pissed off. Because I have yet to embrace the fact that she got it from me, but not only embrace it, I'm against it so much that it's causing division. Because once you can't conquer what you don't expose. You know what I'm saying? And even if it is exposed, some people still don't conquer it because they're not mentally mature. Like, y'all gotta stop being, that's why I say don't get into the relationship with these immature people. Yeah. I mean, like, when you start dating a person, you see signs of immaturity, you need to already know, like,
hey, some people take, if he look good, or she look good, or she represents, and she represent what they need for that moment, they will put up with these things. They'll take a relationship, say, you have just married a temporary person. You know, you just committed to a temporary
person. There's some things in that person's life that add to what you have going in your life. So it's like it outbalances itself, but it does. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's like, okay, if I'm in a relationship with you, like, this person got a lot of money. This person can clean up real good, and I know I can clean, and I don't want to clean up, so I'm going to use this person because they know how to clean, but this person don't know how to pay bills. This person don't know how to manage money. This person can't even cook, but they can clean up.
So I don't clean.
You get what I'm saying? So it's like, we got to stop just picking a person for what you need them for, but figure out a way to add to them in every other area that they lack. You know what I'm saying? But that person got to be perceptive. That's why you got to date before you just say, I do. Like, date this person. Figure out what it is.
I don't know about dating. No, I mean, date them as long as you need to take off. You can date a person for a year. You'd be like, oh, we getting married. Oh, this is one. Baby. Let me just. If you, I always tell people, you got to see them when they don't have money. You got to see them, you know, go in there and see how they live. You got to do a surprise look, knock on their door, so you can see how their house looks. Yeah, bro, you got to meet their friends. You need to meet their sisters and brothers. You need to see, and then you need to be honest. Can I deal with this?
Yeah.
Is this for me? Because a lot of times we take on stuff that ain't for us to take on, you know. But anyway, this show right here, these statements, what's happening to our culture from the inside out, is sad. It really, really is. And I'm hoping that we can meet the black men and women can begin to cancel this curse. Because this is a generation. It's a generation person. I'm hoping that we can get to the point where we can have an honest conversation and cry together or whatever we need to get to a place again. So we can stop seeing our black men, our black women back. We got to listen. We face the things that put a man out of the way. It'll take him a minute to get back up out of it. So I'm hoping that we can all just, you know, we can get better with it. It was another video that we have in our room. What's the guy's name?
His name is Kevin.
Oh.
He counseled women, basically giving them advice on relationship, you know, how to be submissive, like, you know, he does things of that sort, you know. And the videos that I've seen him do are the video that I've seen him do was pretty much, you know, dealing with single black women. So here's a video, a snippet of pretty much what, you know, we basically touching on.
My natural role in being a wife?
Yes, the background.
I don't think a natural role as a wife is in the background.
Show me where in the world a natural wife is.
She's not in front of me,
no, she's not.
What do you like, Kevin?
Are you not here for show sign?
Don't do that now, Kevin. I'm going to give you my view.
Okay, but when a verbal comes, are you saying it's not, when somebody put a break down, so you stop side by side by signing your husband? Or are you saying it by
like it?
Okay.
to be honest, I'm standing beside my husband.
Then you out of place.
Why am I out of place? I'm talking about, am I the master boy?
Oh my God. Hell yeah. Your place, oh my God, oh no. Why you out of place? I'm telling you why you're out of place. Your place is behind your husband, guarding the children.
Okay. Okay.
So, when your mother, how about your grandma?
Okay.
Was she married?
That's another thing, Mr. Kevin.
Hold on, honey. We'll come back to that. Was your grandmother married?
Yes, my grandmother was. But that's the thing with I'm trying to explain to you. We have two different generations right now. The generation that you're trying to explain to us, my generation is not living like that.
Yeah, and that's why you're dying by yourself.
Well, who says there is a man that's willing to pay me for him to be for me?
Why are you married? Hey, look at the stats. No more than you are. Prior to 1965, black people buried at a rate of 8%. You go out to any cemetery, you will see black man buried next to a black woman. But you go after 1990, you'll start seeing black women buried around their children.
Why is that?
Because y'all are unsubmissive and out of line.
Well, let me. How?
Listen, go to a restaurant on Friday or Saturday night, and you'll see a mom. You may see her with her mother and a bunch of kids. There will be no husband.
Well, how many women at that point in time had to be in education?
Everybody
was in education.
What's your degree in?
Why doesn't it mean anything?
What's your degree?
But why doesn't it mean anything?
What's the degree?
That's not the question.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because almost 90% of degrees women get are in humanities.
That's not the question.
Yes, it is.
That's not it.
You don't seem to understand. And a fucking communications degree is pointless.
How is it pointless? Who said I'm at my education? I'm like,
nope. Give it, please.
I don't know how to do it. You know, I just want to, this is my only comment against what he's saying. He's saying that we're unruly and we're unsubmissive. I guess he's talking about the women who are. Because there are a lot of women who aren't, I'm saying, who are unruly and unsubmissive. But then you have those women who are submissive and very respectful to their husband. And they still get treated like them. They still are, the man ain't submissive to them, or the man ain't, you know what I'm saying? The man is not
what the Bible says, submit yourself one to another. That's yeah. What the Bible says.
Or with so, wives, submit
so
yourself.
Wives, to your own husband. Right. And then it says, for husband, love his wife like you love yourself because you put on yourself.
Yeah, that's, but, you know, the thing is, I'm not going to say but, and, like, he was saying that what your degree don't matter, but what if, like, okay, so, if in this generation, times are different, and men are also lazier, in this generation, our black men, some of them, not all of them, but I can say there are a lot of black men that ain't willing to go the extra mile to provide for their family like a black woman should do. Like, you see more black women out here grinding harder than a black man nowadays because black men have just wanted to kick their feet up and watch TV and play the game. Like, it's not a lot of, and then, you know what I'm saying, for those who do go to work, those who do clock in, when they come home, it's like they always got attitude. Or they always, you know, something ain't right. Or they find ways to get pissed off at you because they've been at work all day and you've been at home. So now, like, it's like, you need to be at work because I'm at work. Well, I think they have a lot of trust issues.
Well, I think that. Let me go here. Because my mama had to tell me this, everybody was raised.
Right.
And I think that this guy's problem is that he's going and you cannot put two married couples in the room and expect their marriages to mirror each other. Because what one wife needs from her husband, the other wife may not need. What one husband needs from his wife, the other husband may not need from his wife. And I think that when you have a skirted person like this is just everything, any woman that's achieving anything is out of order. She's supposed to be in the closet waiting on the man to tell her what to do. You know, come on. We all have evolved. The world has evolved.
Yeah.
Used to be a time where women could not go to school.
Yeah.
Girls could not go, you know, women could not go to college, or women could not vote. But we're in 2021. And we have to get to a place where we respect each other. We have to respect each other. Nobody has to beat you.
Yeah.
Let me just put that on the table. Real point blank. Nobody has to beat you. Nobody has to iron your clothes. Nobody has to. And get what I'm saying. I'll be here. Nobody has to do that for you. Okay? Your mother did that for you. Okay? Your mother did it for you. And then she taught you how to do it for yourself. Nobody has to do that. But if someone gets with you and that's what you require of them and they submit to that, then okay. If you don't want a woman that is strong and independent, don't marry one.
Yeah.
If you don't want a woman who can think for herself and that can say 1 + 1 = 2, then don't marry her. If you want a woman that's domestic, get you a domestic woman. You understand what I'm saying? If you don't want a woman, I'm just saying, if you want a woman that's coldish and that dresses with, you know, has to dress down to her ankles, and you know what I'm saying? And she always looks down and don't look you in your eye, and she says massive, then marry one, find one. But I'm telling you, this dude and all his minions, y'all need to get together. That is you are skating on stupid and sliding on slow, because that's not happening. Women have evolved, right? Marry somebody that respects who you are. And that goes for a woman and a man. Marry somebody that respects who you are. Okay? I'm not saying respect who you are until they can't deal with who they are. I said that respects who you are and you respect who they are. Okay? You might get a man that can't change the tie. Right? If he can't change a tire when you marry him, don't get mad because he can't change it after. Can I just be real? If you marry a woman that can't cook, okay? And she was ordering tape. Come on. And she was picking up food from her mama's house. And she was doing it before she married you. Don't think that she's all of a sudden going to become a gourmet cook for Rachel Ray after you marry. We all got a problem to flex. All because you are not who you want to be or desire to be, if you haven't achieved that, you're going to get mad at somebody that has achieved what they set out. Deal with your own stuff. Deal with your own stuff. That's great.
And it's true. Like, stop playing the blame game.
Oh.
Like, why? This she did this for me. So, why you can't do, like, stop comparing your past to your future. Like, if your past was supposed to be your future, then why you didn't marry your past?
Yeah.
Why you didn't stay there? Apparently it was something that didn't work out. So now you're here. So focus on what is now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know why I'm touching bases back with this, but in my marriage, because I'm very transparent. I can't be on here and not be transparent. In my marriage, when I couldn't cook, honestly, like, I did not know how to cook. When my husband met me, I did not know how to cook. You know what he did? He got in the kitchen. He started cooking. And you know what? The first couple of times, I didn't want to be in the kitchen. He wanted me to be in the kitchen so I can learn how to cook. But I did not want to be in the kitchen because I was still young. I was still dumb. Okay? I was still wild. I still wanted to do me. But in the beginning, it was like, he seen something inside of me that he knew that eventually would be good for the both of us. So it took me to get me together in order for me to be everything I need to be towards him. He didn't beat me up because I didn't do it. He just did it so good by himself to where I was like, okay, let me do it. You know what? Let me do it. Something activated in me to where I'm like, okay, if this man going to work, is he still coming home to cook the meal for everybody? Okay. What am I doing? Why am I here? You know what I'm saying? So eventually I start picking up the habits that he had, but this goes from our behavior growing up in a household where, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't always seen a woman doing things or whatever. I'm used to women working on them.
You know, we have to have that patience. And I feel like don't get with somebody that you don't have patience with.
Because
I tell you, I've seen some people together that I feel like shouldn't be together at all.
No.
Because the way he handled her, he calls her sorry and raggedy and all this kind of stuff. And why did you get with her?
When you already knew.
But you know, it's some people that they so infatuated with a person's outward appearance till they look past a bunch of stuff and then realize later, okay, this is getting old. You know, you pretty, but what else you can't do? You see what I'm saying? And I had a friend like that. They get with it because she was just to them she was tall, beautiful, slim, whatever. But then after a while, when she wouldn't be what they needed, not what they wanted, but what they needed, all of a sudden she got to find something else to go. You got to go to them. So,
that's crazy. Like that. You don't be with nobody because they got a big booty and a big teeth, or they got good hair, or they fine. Y'all better wake up. This is not, I'm telling you, this is not the time for that. Like, that stuff get old. When they get 50, 60, what happened when you get this man with his six pack?
And then it turned to a gal.
I just gotta be serious, real. You get this man with these triceps and these biceps, but then in his personal areas, it ain't where you want it to be.
My lord.
Okay.
I didn't even see that coming.
Okay, it ain't where you.
But that's good.
It ain't where you want to be. Can you still love him? After it don't work no more, can you still be with him? Can you still help him fold his clothes, iron his clothes? Can you still be submissive if it don't work no more?
That's the truth.
I'm just saying. That's why you don't marry a person for looks.
Yeah, nothing. You don't do it for the right reason. You can have a role. Because I tell people, I say, man, if that man is if he's drinking heavy now, his kid is leaving late. And when the kid gets old, I'll just say, this lady told me, I just came to leave. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Hey, I'm telling you.
You better fall in love. For real. When you make that commitment, you say you're going to get married. And I don't care how young and like they say, rural. I don't care. I told my husband, I said, hey, I don't cook no more. I told this. Me and my husband had a straight up conversation when we got together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't cook no more. I'm sick of it. I was cooking because y'all don't even understand the boys I was cooking for. And I said, I want two things. I want, you know, find out who I am. You know, as far as business, as far as, you know, what I'm gonna do with my life. I got pregnant at 17 and 16, had a baby at 17. Mm-hmm. So from 17 on up, I've been a mom.
Mm-hmm.
But then last one graduated, I told him straight up, I just wanna do my business. I want to just but it's a conversation that we had to have.
Yeah.
These are the conversations we have to have. I said, honey, I'm trying to grow old. Sit on the porch and swipe wide. And what I meant was, I'm in this. You know, we're gonna have ups and downs, we're gonna have problems. One of us gonna grow in an area, the other person gonna go, you know, and we gotta be able to support one another. You see what I'm saying? You're gonna do things I don't like, and I'm gonna do things you don't like. But are we in love with each other? Some folks be like, oh, I can't stand it. You ain't been married 7 years. You didn't have a business getting married first. You understand what I'm saying? So, again, we go within our culture. Within our culture. And it sounds like it's a conversation that needs to be had. It sounds like it's healing that needs to go on. it sounds like that we need to learn what real love is. Real love for our mothers, real love for our children, real love for our spouses, real love for ourselves. Come up here. Can we?
Can we? To the guys who made the video, I just submit to you that you know what you want. You know, I appreciate Kevin, who's actually, you know, trying to mentor the women that he feel like, because some women that get on there, you know, they are brutally, you know, there are a lot of women, there are a lot of black women who you can't tell them nothing. There are some. Like, literally, there are some black women in this generation where they feel like they it. Can no man tell me what to do? Like, hey, you need to stay single. For real. Stay single.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all. But if you want to be independent, you don't want nobody to tell you what to do, if you ain't ready to submit, stay single. Stop playing games with men who are, you know what I'm saying, husband material. If you single material, be single until you get ready to be married. But in a marriage, it's teamwork. It's teamwork.
Yes, it is. And a lot of times we don't. That's my husband. Start it off the way you want it to go.
Absolutely.
But listen, and I like that comment. Start it off the way you want it to go. Okay? That goes for both people. Start it off the way you want it to go. Now start it off the way you know it. Look, and trust the way you start it up. Don't, again, when you start it off the way you want to go, you got to know, too, that you're going to get older. Your desires are going to change. And y'all have to, as a team, transition, change together. How about that?
Teamwork makes the marriage work.
Teamwork makes the world work. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Teamwork make you work. Because if we working together as a team, then we building each other up. You know what I'm saying? So teamwork make you work. It make you better. It helps you elevate. Let's not make videos about bashing our black men or our black women. Let's make videos on how we can uplift. You know what I'm saying? Instead of talking about what is, let's talk about what you want. Let's talk about, like, don't get on there talking about what happened to you. That, who cares? Nobody cares about what happened to you. I'm tired of hearing about what happened to you. Let's talk about what you want now. Let's talk about what you learned now.
I guess you had to talk about what you did, but I guess what you
think. But really,
I'm serious. Because a lot of men and women are paying for what your past is. And I need you to tell me what your past is. As soon as you treat you like your pants, I can bang that right there.
That ain't me. That's the you person who did it.
Yeah.
So why?
Drop that bag off. Why are you talking to me like that? I ain't did nothing.
But better yet, like, you, if you are single and you do desire to be in a relationship, like, learn some stuff about you. You know, the best thing that I ever did, and I waited till I got married to do this. I started asking God to expose me to me.
Yeah.
And when he started exposing, believe me when I tell you the truth, when he started exposing me to me, I started saying things about me that was disgusting and ugly. I mean, there was so much things about me that I knew I needed to change. That's the thing, like, if God do reveal to you who you truly are as a person, are you going to change? Or are you going to stay the same? You really going
to. Now, that's what's tough. When you can accept the things about you and then confess them and then say, let me do the work.
Yeah.
I go right back to that. Let me do the work. You know, it's a lot of people that drag their spouses. They drag their spouses trying to love you. The spouses trying to be there for you and try to be what you need. You got them schizophrenic and bipolar just off of living with you. Because they don't know if you, like they say, coming out of a bag, they don't know where you're coming from. One day to the next. Please heal. Please be honest. If you're hurting, say you're hurt. God can't heal you unless you say, if you don't force, you will. So you got to say, I'm hurt. You got to say, I'm disappointed. I've been dizzy. Because guess what? The next person that come up, you finna drag. Look, we're going to start off perpetuating that love and, oh, I've been looking for somebody. Because so many people on rebound, they didn't heal from that last fiasco. So they on the rebound. And guess what? I can feel for the person that they rebound with because they're going to catch it. You understand? So let's heal and let's do the work. I'm through for the day.
Yeah. Today
was
awesome.
I'll got something. I agree with Gloria. I have no problem with what these men said. My problem is they need to heal. You are talking about a place of hurt and disappointment, and you need to heal. Our men are crying out for healing, and our women are crying out for healing as well. Women do it different. We just move on, we don't deal with you at all.
Here's the thing. Let me say this. If the guys who made these videos can put on social media they current relationship or their current marriage, we good. But if you single and you talk like that, then you still bitter.
Yeah, you bitter. You're bitter, you're broken.
Yeah.
And guess what? There's healing.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, so that's enough for me today. Chloe, want to start signing off?
Meet us back here next Wednesday, 10 a.m., same talk show. Sisters United.
Sisters United. Oh.
But I love you guys. I hope you guys have a good Wednesday.
Yeah, and we'll see you next week.